Hello and welcome again to the Vishnu Mahali Show. This is episode number 2 and today we are going to talk about how you can decide the why behind your blog, that is the purpose and the niche or the topic of your blog. Alright, yes, I remember that I had promised you on the previous episode of the Vishnu Mahali Show that I'll be talking about how you can start your own blog or blogging journey on this episode. But while I was recording the episode, I realized that the episode length went over 60 minutes long, which I think is too much for a single episode. So I decided to split the complete episode into segments or part so that it becomes easier for you to listen to the complete episode and to understand the topic properly without getting bored. That means you don't have to worry about it. The purpose is still the same, that is to help you start your own blog or blogging career. For now, let's begin with the topic of the day, which I believe is the most important part of starting a blog. So sit up tight and keep listening. I mean, you can relax, but just pay attention to me. Okay, before you start your blog, the first thing you need to do is to ask yourself, why do you want to blog? Or what value you want to create for the world, for the society, or for your targeted audience? Yes, this is the first thing you need to do. If you don't decide your why, that is the purpose of your blog, before you start, there will be higher chances of failing or quitting instead of succeeding. For example, if you have visited my blog, which is bloggershelp.com, then you may already know the purpose of my blog. The purpose of my blog is to teach, help, or educate the people about blogging. I help them create their own blog and I help them throughout their blogging journey. I also help them to make money out of it. So that's the purpose of my blog. You have to find what yours is. When you are done with that is finding your why, next you have to decide your niche or basically the topic of your blog. If your idea was to start a blog and then post random articles on your blog, then trust me, you had a bad idea. You must have to decide a niche before you start blogging and stick to it if you really want to take out the profit out of your blog. Not only in terms of money, but also in terms of gaining authority and fame or popularity. You might be a jack of all trades and want to start a blog with multiple topics, but it won't be as fruitful as you are thinking. Because people like to subscribe or follow a blog when the blog is an authority on a particular topic. I've seen a lot of people doing mistakes while choosing their niche, and I'm also one of them. Yes, me too. Back in the beginning, I had a tech blog where I used to review electronics like smartphones, laptops, microphones, etc. I was doing that because I knew that this niche can generate a lot of income for me. But it turned out to be the biggest mistake that I did in my blogging journey. Why? Because I didn't like the topic and it wasn't enjoyable for me. Although I made a lot of money at the beginning, but I failed to run the blog in the long term. It felt like a forced or boring job for me after 6 months. So I quit that blog. However, the blog is still online and still making money, but I no longer manage that blog. The same thing happens to a lot of people out there. I don't want you to be one of them too. So let me help you with some tips and rules which will help you to decide your niche. Alright, the first tip I have for you is that choose a topic which you know better than anyone else. It could be anything. Think about the topic that you mostly like to talk about, something about which you can talk for hours without being uncomfortable. The second tip I have for you is that choose a topic which you like to learn, something about which you usually read, listen, or watch videos, a topic that you find so interesting. Remember, learning a topic regularly will help you to avoid writer's block, That means you will never get short of content ideas for your blog, which is a great thing to succeed in blogging. The third tip I have for you is that make sure you can add values to the topic with your own insight. For example, my blog, that is bloggerself.com, is not the only blog which talks about blogging. I'm just adding my own insights, and my business model is a little bit different than others. Now, if you are still having troubles with the multiple topics in your head, let me share a technique with you, which I learned from Harsh Agrawal, who is the owner of Shout Me Loud. The technique don't have a name, but I would like to call it the column technique, just for fun. To use this technique, all you need is a pen and paper. First of all, write down the topics in different columns that you like. For example, health and fitness, cooking, fashion, technology, and so on. Now try to write at least 20 post ideas for those different columns. While writing the post titles, think about what you can write in the post without taking any reference. By the end of the 20th post idea, it will help you to find out the topic or niche that you like the most or have enough knowledge of. All thanks to Harsh Agrawal, who brought you this simple but effective idea. By the way, I'm looking forward to interview him on this podcast. I hope it happens soon. Okay, now let's move on to the topic again. The final tip that I have for you is that don't go to a niche that you don't like. I have seen so many people choosing the niche they don't even like or know about. They just look at the profit in terms of money and start blogging about that topic, just like I did before. But trust me, it's the dumbest thing that you will do to yourself. You should be enjoying your blogging journey. It should not feel like a burden on your shoulder. Alright, that was it for today, guys. In the next episode, we will learn about how to choose a perfect blog name. By the way, the tips or rules that I'm sharing with you does not only apply to blogging. The same tips and rules can also be used to start a YouTube channel, a podcast, or even a Facebook page or a group. So good luck, guys. I hope today's episode was helpful for you. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and also rate it and review it if you guys are listening to it on iTunes, Castbox, Podbean, etc. Again, thanks for your time, everyone. I'll see you in the next episode. Until then, keep doing things that you love, keep learning, keep growing. I'll see you soon in the next episode. Bye.